Hello, my beautiful creatures. How are you guys? Guys, go pop your popcorn. Get whatever chips and dip you want to eat. Get a blanket and a pillow because we're gonna be here for a while. We probably actually won't. Well, this episode probably gonna not gonna be longer than like 20 minutes. I say that and then it's an hour. No, okay. So today I did something fun. I went and I went golfing with my sister. T went golfing? Yeah. History fact, I spent 3 years of my childhood golfing. That was every summer. My sister and I went to golf camp. My dad and mom hired golfing tutors, I guess that's what you want to call them. Personal people teach us how to golf. We were pretty good, I'm not gonna lie. And a few years ago, my little brother was doing like golfing training as well. We all had to do it at some point. And so like I had went and I hit a couple. It was pretty good. And my dad was like, "Ooh, T, you're gonna be the next Tiger Woods." And I'm like, "Dad, no, I'm not. Golf is not what I don't wanna do." And he's like, "We'll see about that." And like for Christmas bought me a set of golf clubs. I used them maybe one time in the last 3 years, and then I haven't used them since. They kind of just been stowed away in my closet. sorry about that. But yeah, so dad, thanks for the golf clubs, and they're finally being put to use. So anyway, moral of the story is I golf now, and it's no, because I had a dream that last night or this morning, I guess you should say, and I woke up and I had a dream that I was golfing, and I got up this morning. And I was like, you know what? Let me go golfing. And my sister wasn't in the best mood this morning, so I was like, Tay, you know what? Let's get some anger out. Let's hit a few balls, and we did, and it was a lot of fun. So today's episode is I am so confused. I just went on like a 20-minute rant to my friend Michaela. Hi, Michaela, about just life. That's something we've been talking about lately. It's one of our, current events of the week. But we were just talking because it was like I myself am a filmmaker. Yes, we know this. But at the same time, it's like I know there are certain areas of film that I want to do, that I want to stick to. I want to shoot, Hollywood type films. I want to be a dystopian filmmaker. I want to shoot sci-fi, stuff like that. Films that we see every day that we love to watch. But at the same time, I want to do other types of films as well. I like shooting weddings. They're pretty fun to do. It's cool being able to tell a story through that. But one thing that I love is like travel film. It's something I've always loved doing whenever I go anywhere. I love taking photos. When I was in France and when I went to Monaco and stuff, I took so many photos and videos while I was there, and I edited them, and it was a lot of fun to do. And it was just something fun and quick to do, And so I was just thinking to myself, I was like, well, I've always had this set focus on there's only one type of film I can do. I have to be a, narrative filmmaker. I can only make those films. I gotta master that craft, get into Hollywood, get big, and show the world what I can do. And because I had that mindset, I felt, while yes, that's the films I want to create, I felt so restricted that a tiny part of me was just like, what the, is this even what I want to do? Like, even though I know it's what I want to do, because I was limiting myself so much, I was like, I feel like I can do more. There's more for me out there. And so that was something that I've been racking my mind a bit, and I've been thinking about a lot, and I've been getting to a point where in my life where I'm like, I don't only have to do one thing. I can, I hopefully will live a long life and will be able to experience so many different things. But, life is too long, but also too short to only do one thing. It's too short because you're going to be missing out on so many other experiences. And because you're only focused on one thing, and then life's going to take you away. And it's also too long because, like, doing one thing your whole life, like, that's freaking boring, even if it's something you love. You're missing out on, like I said, on other things that life has to offer. And so I was just like trying to figure out that. And I've just gotten to a point where it's like, I have no idea what's going on. Which I think anyone in their early to mid-20s, or just in life in general, we just don't have any clue what's going on. Because I was thinking back just on the world in general, like, I have no idea what's even going on in the world. I feel like every day another shoe drops and it's bigger than the last, like 15 sizes bigger. 1 minute, the housing market is collapsing. The next minute, gas prices are raising. The next minute, they're now in Florida, they're teaching that slavery benefited slaves, which fuck off. And then the next fucking minute, there's aliens, which I don't even give a damn about because the aliens aren't paying my bills. So they probably, if you're not paying the bills, please leave. There's no reason for you to be here, And so it's like, I spent the other night and I was on TikTok, and every timeline or everything on my feed was just about stuff that's happening within human trafficking, sex trafficking, kidnapping, and stuff like that. And so, like, I was just, like, going on a rampage. Like, I was deep diving into it. And I was, you know, it's such a huge industry, such a big thing that's happening. And it's, like, the government's allowing this. Fuck them guys. Half of them are probably a part of it. But it's, like, it's so dangerous and so hard to live in the world as a female right now. And I was watching all these videos of these women just talking about these new, like, baiting systems that they have, and in ways that they're, you know, just getting so much more clever with how they're taking women and men and boys and girls and just people of everyone. And it's like, I don't even want to leave my house, bro. Like, I don't, you know, like, it's insane. And it was just like, oh, like, women, like, you need to start learning self-defense and doing this, this, and that. And I'm just like, it's so sad that we have to do this, that it's so hard to just, in general, just in life, it's hard just to be a person. It's hard to even be alive, because just life in the cost of air is so expensive. But just even our safety, you know, we already have to sacrifice so much just so we can have the bare freaking necessities, and then we have to do so much more just so we can be safe in this life and not experience extremely traumatic experience that millions of people are experiencing every day. Like, it's freaking insane. And so it's something that I've been just stressing about. And my friend was talking to me, Michaela, of course, the one I was talking about. And we were talking about, because I was telling her about how I want to maybe get into, you know, travel videography, something just, you know, something fun to do and eventually make that a part of my career, you know. And she was saying, you know, that's absolutely cool. You know, traveling, you can experience so much in the world. And it's so hard because we look on social media, and I feel like a lot of things stems back to media and what's put in our faces and what we see every day. And it's like, it controls so much of our lives and what we do. And, you know, she was saying how we see these big people, these, whether they're influencers, celebrities, or just people who have money, and we see them doing these big things, buying these big fancy houses or cars or going on these big trips or, you know, making these big films or whatever. And we get so jealous. We envy them. We worship them. And we wish we could be like them. And it's like, we're missing all the small moments in their life that led up to this. All the pain that they went through, all the trauma they've probably gone through, all the good things that they've gone through, all those good experiences. And it's like, you know, how can we want to be someone else when we don't even know what they actually went through to get to that point? You know, like, I'll say, for example, Christ. There's so many celebrities I can think of, but I can't even think of one. All right, for instance, like Cole Sprouse. For instance, he came out on a podcast the other day, not the other day, this is like months ago, on Call Her Daddy, and he was basically talking about what was like for him being a child star and stuff like that. And he was talking a lot about this stuff that he went through as a child star, and a lot of it wasn't good. Or if you look at Miley Cyrus or Bella Thorne or just most people or her celebrities, you know, freaking Angelina Jolie said she once hired a hitman to kill her, and he was like, I'll give yourself a month, and yada yada. It was a whole different thing, story for another day, but stuff like that. And you, so like, you're, it's inspiring, it inspires to be like these people. And these people have gone through some stuff, you know, they experience hardships like the rest of us. They're not anything different than us just because they have a different career path that makes them known to the world. There are still people doing their everyday jobs, living their everyday lives, and yet we will literally pay millions of dollars to be like them or see them. I mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I love my celebrities as much as anybody else. I love my girl Billie. I love Doja. You know, I will pay a good $200 to go to one of their concerts. That's just me, though. But at the same time, you know, I don't want to, and I shouldn't. I'm not saying that I haven't, because this is something I'm guilty of in the past. I'm going to be honest about that, where I've compared myself, especially to Billie Eilish or to Zendaya or to other people who are within the same field as me, who are the same age as me or around the same age, and they're so successful. And I'm just like, oh, like, how they're doing it, and yet here I am, and I'm only in school, and I don't have many films or many things under my belt, and yet, you know, they're making so much money, and they're being so successful, and yet I'm struggling. Like, how, like, what's wrong with me? Why am I not like them? But I'm like, Ashanti, one, half of them started when they were child, like children, like babies. Also, they have different opportunities than you. They just have a different lifestyle and life ways of you. You and them are nothing to compare, because you're two very different people, you know. And it's like, it's just so hard to figure out what you're doing in this life. Like, that's something I really struggle with, where I'm just like, I have no idea. Like, even today I was in the car and I'm like, I do not know what I'm doing. I cannot plan for my future when I don't even know what I'm doing next week. I don't even know what I'm having for dinner tonight. And it is 10 o'clock. Like, come on. Come on, you know? Obviously, you know, we got a plan and we, you know, have to set, have goals and set in mind, but I'm not that type of person that can be like, oh, by this age I'll be married, by this age I'll be, you know, on this, working on this film in Hollywood. Like, I can't do that. I can't. For me, I need to, you know, plan and work towards things, of course, but I kind of have to go with the flow of things, which is hard for me, but at the same time, I can't see any other way of me functioning. And something, I was in therapy the other day, and this is going to be my new therapist tattoo that my therapist had said, because I was just talking to her about just, like, maintaining discipline and maintaining a certain routine, but it's very hard for me to do that just because some days I can be on the roll, I'll be able to go through that day, and I'm, like, productive, I'm getting all this stuff on my TV list crossed off, I'm, you know, waking up at that set time that I want, I'm doing the yoga, I'm reading my Bible, I'm doing that, I'll do that for, like, 3 days in a row, and then I'll go 2 weeks without doing it again, you know, and I'm, like, stuff like that, another point for another time. But yeah, and so I was telling her, I was like, it's just so hard to do things the proper way. It's so hard to do things that way I feel like they should be done. And she was like, Shanti, fuck the proper way. And I was like, that's my next tattoo idea. That's gold. That's freaking A+. And the reason I love that, and I compare it to this now, and it's like society and social media and in the news and just even the films that we consume and stuff like that tell us how to live a certain way. Tell us that we have to, once we graduate high school, we have to go to college, and then we have to enter the workforce, work that 9-to-5, make that money for that 401k, retire when we turn 50, and then boom, we can do this and that. That's so harmless. You know how many people I know who are in their 70s are still working, like, their part-time job at a grocery store because of the fact of, yes, they did their savings and stuff like that, but life is just, even with their 401ks, even with their retirement funds, life is too expensive for them to even enjoy that, you know, and or even if, like, you know, you don't go to college, but you have to still enter the workforce and do this and that, you know, where told the proper way to live life and do things by society or by those 1%ers, and it's like, fuck, F that, F the proper way, you know, like, why should I do it that way? I don't function the way half of you function. The way my mind works, it doesn't work your way. And for me, it's like, I gotta do whatever the hell I want. I can't live life, you know, doing it how I'm told to do it, or I'm supposed to do it, or getting the industry because that's how you're supposed to do it, just stuff like that. It bothers me so much that I feel like everyone has their own opinions, and you're all right, you have a right to have your own opinion, but you do not have a right to share said opinion with me, or stuff like that, or even, it's like, I have a croissant on my bed, and I keep fucking hitting the packaging, so all you hear is, like, come on, but yeah, or it's just, like, stuff I want to do in my life. It's being told you to do it a certain way. It's not even just me. You know, just the people I see in my life being told this by other people, or they're the ones telling other people this. It's like, why do I have to do it that way? Because you feel like it should be done that way. Or you feel like I should worship this that way. Or I should do this that way. Like, I do stuff the way I want to do it, because that I'm living my life. I'm the only one living my life. You're living your life. I'm the only one who's in my mind. I'm the only one who's in my body. I'm the only one who can live my life the way I want to freaking live it. So I'm going to live the life the way I want to live it. I'm paying for it. I'm suffering through it. I'm dealing with it. You know? So if I want to go, if I want to freaking mess around and rob a bank, all right, of course. But you know what I mean. You know? And it's just so, like, agonizing, and it's like, and it's hard enough because of the fact that I get this enough from myself, where it's like I have this big expectation for I feel like my life should be going, I feel like the things I should be doing, and so when I'm not doing those things, when I'm not doing that, I get so angry with myself and so upset with myself and so disappointed in myself, and I'm like, T, you should be doing this and that because that's what you say you want to do. But at the same time, just because I said I would like to do it doesn't mean I can do it. That doesn't mean that's how my life is. That doesn't mean how I'll be able to run it. You know, I want to be that girl who gets up at 7 in the morning every day, who works out 4 times a week, who reads her Bible every day, who eats 3 times a day. If I can get myself to eat once, that's a freaking miracle. You know, who reads productivity books. you know, without listening to them. Like, actually, like, reads them, highlights them, stuff like that. But I am not that person. And I want to be. And I think that's, you know, something, not saying that I'm not going to do, I'm going to give up on that. I'm not, because that's something I would like to be eventually. And that's something I have to work towards. But I have to understand, I can't just flip a switch and then just become that. Besides the fact that I'm a human, I have ADHD, I have, you know, trouble doing certain things. So I can't force myself to be like this and then get mad when it doesn't happen overnight. Like, this is some, that's like discipline and stuff like that. That's something that takes time. So it's going to take weeks and weeks and days of just practicing and failing at it and trying again and stuff like that. And I'm not going to give up on it. I will eventually be that person who gets up between 7 and 8 and read my Bible and read. I will one day be able to read a nonfiction or a book about productivity without gagging or taking a million years to read it. I promise you. But that the day that happens, like, the world will be saved, because I have no faith I'll actually do that. I'm sorry. Well, I really said this episode was going to be like an hour long, and it's really only going to be 20 minutes because your girl's kind of hungry and I'm kind of done with my rant. But yeah, and so I was just like confused. I feel like I should know where I'm going. I feel like I should know what happens next. And that's the dumbest thing anyone can say, because no one knows what happens next. No one knows where they're going. It's literally, you kind of got to give it to God or whoever you believe in, and then just say, you handle it. And tell me what to do. That's like the one thing I'll say, like, I'll just tell me what to do. Tell me where to go. Take my hand, guide me. You know? It's, life is weird, bro. It's freaking weird. But yeah, that's my rant. That was a solid 17 minutes, 32 seconds. That's a lie. It's 17 minutes, but there are parts where I was not saying anything that I will probably cut out. So, yeah. But thank you guys so much for listening to my quick spiel. I will look forward to seeing you guys next week, where I have a fun episode with me and my mom. Because if there's anyone who can give me guidance in my life, it is a woman who's been doing it for 58 years, has 10 kids, semi-ex-husband, and is part of a gang of jeepers. But yes, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I love every single one of you. You guys make this so worth it every time. And I get like a notification occasionally when like someone listens to my episode and is like, you got a download, and it makes me so happy. Because I remember when I started this podcast about a year and a half ago, and the way it's grown in a year and a half till now was like actually insane. And it's very cool to be able to, because I can see, you know, where my listeners are from, obviously just within their city or country. But it's very cool that, you know, or continent or whatever, but like very cool that 50% or 50, it's actually now 55% of my viewership is from Asia, which is very cool. Because it's, to me, it's insane that anyone outside of my school listens to me, let alone outside of the damn country I live in. So I'm so grateful to all my international listeners, but I'm also grateful for my, you know, national listeners. Thank you guys also as much for just listening to my podcast and supporting me. I'm very grateful for all of it. I have a lot of fun, and I'm thinking of just having my friends come on and we just do stupid stuff, because that's half the time, that's what they want to do. They just like, T, when you have me on your podcast, so we can just talk about stupid stuff. And I'm like, you know what, I give everybody enough life lessons or rants about life that some stupid stuff will be greatly appreciated. So stay tuned for that, especially once school starts, because I have about a couple weeks until school starts. I mean, technically speaking, I don't start school till September. Well, all right, technically speaking, I start school the end of this, well, end of August, mid-August, last August, I don't know. But that class is like a class I teach myself because it's French. And then in September is when I start my actual on-campus classes, but that's only twice a week. And I'm just going to show up, even though it's 8 a.m. and I live an hour away. If I know my professor, I have had him like 6 times already, and he will like yell at me, and I don't have the energy to deal with him. So, you know, I'll let you know how that goes. But thank you guys again for listening to me. I will talk to you guys later, and have a great day, night, morning, daybreak. I don't know. Good night.